Welcome to another episode of Leadership of the Leaf, Sidebar Edition.
Man, sidebars, this is a good sidebar.
I agree with you 100%, but first off, my name's Austin.
And I'm Dice.
And Dice, what are you smoking for this sidebar episode?
Well, for this sidebar episode, sir, I'm probably going to butcher it. I've been butchering it.
Fuck yeah, you have.
It's by Drew Estate, 20-acre farm.
It's like you read it right off the band.
I had no choice because I've been calling it Farmville all day. Like farm, what else I was calling
barn,
it?
Barn farmer.
Farmer. 20-acre farm by Drew Estate. It is a phenomenal smoke. And I wanted you to smoke it. And I was like, you have to pick one of these up because we're both Drew Estate fans.
Yes.
So I had to have you pick it up.
Yes.
And you'll be happy to know.
Yeah.
Happy to know. There's a few things you'll be happy to know. First thing you'd be happy to know is I'm not drinking Hennessy.
Oh my God. This is it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode number 2 that he won't smoke. He won't drink Hennessy. The rest of the episodes, he'll drink Hennessy if history is any indication.
Well, I'm going to change up history. This episode, I am drinking Asahi. It is a cerveza or beer. Hail from Japan. It's one of my favorite beers.
So. Yeah, you drank that on air last season.
Yeah, I did, because it's one of my favorite beers.
Of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Hi, Austin.
Hi.
So, I don't know if listeners know or not. You know what? Austin, what are you smoking?
I decided to pick up a Drew Estate 20-acre farm cigar, as per your request.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Are you?
I am.
That's great.
What are you drinking, fucking guy?
I'm out of my own element right now. We'll get to that in a minute. But I am drinking a Kona Big Wave Liquid Aloha.
Liquid Aloha. Is that what it says on the bottle?
That's exactly what it says on the bottle. Thank you very much.
I like it. Do you like it?
It's good. It's a nice little refreshing. This is something I feel like I'd sip on a beach with a cigar. A Liquid Aloha.
It's definitely a Hawaiian beer.
Oh, it's fucking, anyway, it's good. We'll see how it pairs.
All right. Well, this is a special sidebar. We're probably going to have a couple of these like back to back. This is for This is for day one. Day one of TPE. And everyone would be happy to know that Austin,
whoop whoop,
is right here with me. We're doing this together. There's no Zoom, FaceTime,
whatever we Skype, use.
I'm old. There's no video chatting here. We're doing this live, face to face.
If the chemistry pops more when we're not on screen.
I wish he wasn't here.
You say that.
I'm kidding. Well, I've been to TPE a few times, so this is great to get a first-hand experience. How was it getting your badge? Was it easy?
It was super easy. I mean, you know, we got there and were able to get right up and get our badges, get our welcome bags with all the little different swag of the, you know, the different companies.
Swag. We swag. I don't know if I'll utilize any of the swag, but it's nice to get swag.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not upset about it. Yeah. And then, as press, we got to go in an hour early.
That's before all these salespeople flood the floor.
Yeah, which is great because that gave us a chance to talk with some of the companies and let them know who we are and what we do and see what they got, you know, cooking in the book, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, before we start talking about who we actually talked to, so out of the people that you actually had a conversation with, and we explained what the podcast is about or anything, what would you say the overall response was to it?
I would say it was very positive. Very positive. A lot of people were very interested in the leadership aspect, joining with the melding with the cigar aspect, if you will.
The only reason why I asked that is because I know I've been to TP a few times and I've said it on air. You kind of like interviewed me a little bit and I said it on air before and I didn't want I don't want people to think I'm just saying it to gas up our podcast, to do big up our podcast or anything. But after explaining, after telling people we're on a podcast and they do a slight eye roll like, oh man, another podcaster. And then we explain what our whole show and the concept is about, how we go great leaders, smoke great cigars and this whole thing. Their mood changes and they lighten up and they're like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where we talk to somebody and they you know, they'd ask what we did or what we sold, because, you know, most of the people there are retailers.
Correct.
And, you know, oh, we're a podcaster, and they go, oh. And then we'd explain the podcast, and they go, oh. It was definitely interesting to see how their mood kind of changed towards us after we got, you know, talking to them and doing our thing.
All right. No, we entered the show floor. You got to see kind of the show floor. It was a little different from last year, but you got to see like overall show floor from the top of the steps. What was your first like, okay, this is my first time seeing it. What was your reaction? In your head, you didn't really say out loud, I already know how you felt. But I'm just curious. So our listeners are curious.
Yeah, no. So my first reaction was, holy shit, there's two floors to this?
Yeah.
Like they got two floors on this. These floors are huge. I was like, oh my gosh. Now, in fairness to TPE, there's a lot smaller of a cigar section than I was expecting. Now I'm sure PCA will be a little bit different come March.
Yeah.
But the first thing was, holy cow, this thing is huge.
Yeah, last year they didn't have two floors. This year they had two floors, and I do remember at one point we was walking, and he was like, look how far back it goes. And I was like, you know what, let's do it.
Yeah, let's take a lap,
let's walk to the end and see how far it went back further than I actually thought. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I know how far this thing goes back. Like, oh what's back here? They got food all the way in the back.
Yeah, I'll say my feet and my legs are a little tired after walking around all day. You know,
you better take a nap or something, because we got two more days.
I know, right?
And
you fucking at Disney?
Yeah, it was Disney for me. Look at this.
I know, right?
We got an after party to go to. After a show industry party. I don't know what the fuck you would call it.
It's the industry after party, I think. That's what they call it.
Yeah, I know. But they call it after party, but it's not after the first day party, I guess.
Not the after the TPE party. It's like a welcome after party.
Yeah. Weird. Anyway, we're definitely... I'm kind of jazzed to go for that. It's at a different venue this time, so see how many elbows we can rub.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what it's all about. You know, what the weather's actually been phenomenal for this time of year.
That's true. No, it was cold last week, man.
All right. I mean, sure, I believe you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
It's like 60s, by the way.
Yeah.
Google, you know, Vegas weather.
68 in my smoke shed.
Yeah. It's terrible. Terrible weather.
Horrendous. Glad you brought a coat. Oh, man. So some of the people we talked to, we stopped by. We talked to Maddie at Drew Estate. Maddie's he's the welcoming committee. He's actually probably one of the first guys you see when you walk in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't miss him. He's a tall dude. He has a big presence, I can say that.
Yeah, he's very energetic. I really appreciate Maddie. And we, you know, he hooked us up with a cigar or two, and then we rolled on through. Mm-hmm. We actually bumped heads with some very interesting people. I know we talked to the 1910 Casa cigars. Yeah. They were very excited to share what they got coming up. They have three new cigars coming out named after female warriors, as how he described it.
Yeah, famous female, I guess warriors would be the right word, but of the Mexican Revolution, which was really interesting to me, that, you know, most people may not dig that deep into the history, but I thought it was really cool. I was like, oh, that's badass.
Yeah, I keep saying to the rep and to that I need to set up something to where we have them on air and they talk about the cigar, of course, because the story behind this cigar is phenomenal. I love the lineage of how they got there. And of course, being of war fighting and all that, it'd be a great segue to a leadership segment. So the cigar is actually perfect for our whole show. Speaking of a whole show, we talked to Warfighter Cigars.
Yes. Yeah, those guys were awesome. awesome. They were fun to talk to. You know, we told them about our stuff, they loved it. They're like, oh, that's so cool. They want to come on. They want to tell us more about what they got coming down the pipeline. Because most of the people that we talked to, we're working on something new, but it'll be a PCA. It'll be a PCA in a couple months. And I'm like, come on.
And I think that's kind of bad for TPE or the cigar industry as a whole, because these two shows are so back-to-back. This is at the beginning of February, and PCA is in mid-March some time frame. So a lot of them are hiding their cards until PCA, which is, in all fairness, it is more of a cigar than the TPE. TPE is total product expo, whereas they have more of the vape and other accoutrements that come with the smoking.
What did the one rep say? This is a convenience store show?
Yeah, it's more of a convenience store show because a lot of them are gas station cigars and all these different kind of non-premium cigar products.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like 3/4 of the floor is about new vape stuff coming out or something to do with CBD or Delta 9 or whatever there is out there.
I can also tell even the cigar industry side downsized some, because even Drew Estate, they normally have I even talked to Maddie about it. They even have their Drew Estate bridge that's on their logo. They normally have that inside. They normally have DJ Eli. They normally have him there spinning the ones and twos. But they didn't have either of those items this time. And normally they have like people drawing characters. They normally have like so many different things going on with their booth. This year, I did not notice any extra.
No, their booth was pretty set up for business only, it seemed like. It was a bunch of tables and chairs. You had Maddie at the front, and then, you know, you could see their product lines, and then that was about it.
Yeah, Pedro was doing interviews like he normally does.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Blanco. Blanco, yeah. He didn't even bring cigars.
Yeah, Blanco actually downsized this time. David Blanco, I met him at a cigar lounge one time, and I'm not going to say we're friends, by all means, because we don't hang out and play Pinochle or anything. But
the card game or the...
But we show great love. Every time he sees me or I see him, of course, his handshakes and how's it going, how's the fam, what's going on. And this was the first time you actually got to meet him this time.
Yeah, no, it was great to meet David. He's so fun and so easy to talk to, because I think we stood there for probably 15 minutes just chewing the fat, you know, not talking about, like, we didn't hardly talk about cigars. We just started talking about whatever came up, and it was fun. It was great to meet him, great to talk to him. I enjoyed the crap out of it.
I was glad you actually got to meet him, because he's such a great guy. If you guys don't, if this is your first episode listening to Leadership of the Leaf, go back and listen to our veteran sidebar episode. He actually gave a pretty great heartfelt message for all the veterans out there. I asked him, and he came through, not a problem. So of course I had to thank him personally for that. So thanks again, David Blanco, for all you do, my friend.
Yes. Yeah. Got to meet with some newer people that I don't think that either of us have merely met with, and I don't think either of us have really smoked their cigars very much. Founders Cigars.
Founders Cigars, yes. I know I've smoked at least one before, but the band or whatever just wasn't eye-catching enough.
No.
If you actually looked at the old school bands, I think you'll continue walking by. He explained a lot to us about the revamp of the cigar, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a veteran-owned company. You know, they took the time. They said they re-blended them, right?
Yeah, he said they did some slight tweaking. Not a lot, but he said they did change up the blend a little bit.
Yeah.
The actual owner was, because it's a veteran-owned company, the actual owner was deployed for quite some time. So they had some time to, like, play with the blends. And their marketing team actually went into overdrive.
Yeah, yeah. They added color to their boxes so they pop out a little bit more. They added color to their bands to match the boxes, which I really thought those bands were legitimately beautiful bands.
So you can tell he was, like, so proud of his, you know, they were so proud of all the work they did for the cigar and everything, that he was so excited that he gave us a cigar right there. He cut it and we lit it right there on the spot and smoked it in front of him. I believe it was the founder's
Maduro.
Yeah, it's the red band. So if you're looking out there, I'm going ahead and just throw it out there. Go ahead and pick up a founder's Maduro. Oh, it's a red band. They got different the blue and whatever color. Just get
they had
the red
a Candela.
One.
They had a Duel that they said that were sold out of. They said they got to get more in, but. Yeah, that thing is phenomenal. He sat there and said, you know, I was like, oh, this is nice and smooth and stuff. He goes, yeah, there's a little black cherry. I was like, black cherry? And I had to say, I got into it a little bit more. And then I was like, I still don't taste the black cherry. So I retrohaled and I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I found it. And I told you about it and you were like, oh yeah. I got it.
Yeah, so it nice I had to stop. I stopped walking just to do the stupid retrohale. So I don't like cough and choke and look like a fucking noob or Fisher Price my first cigar in front of the whole fucking TPE industry there. Like, Jesus Christ. But yes, I did the retro inhale. I did it without coughing.
Congratulations.
I've been practicing. And
I'm so proud of you.
Black cherry all day.
All day.
All day. No questions about that. And then we sat and just chit-chat for a minute and watched people trip over carpet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fun. and then Dice decided to ash on the carpet.
Hey, they should have ashtrays some of everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
They had ashtrays only down the center line. And I was like, this is not how they did it before. And whatever. So that means they're going to get ash on their motherfucking carpet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for the little after party tonight, and then tomorrow we have more companies that we get to go talk to.
Yeah, we're going to talk to a few more. There's a few more guys in the industry I would like one that you to meet and greet with. I know I've talked to them before, and then there's newer companies out there that I would like to get to know.
Yeah.
Not that I know these people personally. I don't want to thank anyone that I'm trying to name drop, but... after seeing them over and over, year after year, you kind of get to know a familiar face. So it's kind of like, oh, yay, hey, I remember.
Right.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to meet some new, because we walked through, there were some newer cigar companies out there. I've seen one that said established 2023.
Yeah.
So I would like to get their backstory. So yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, there's some cigar companies that, yeah, like you said, established 2023. So that's, you know, just last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to see what they're about, see what they're, you know, what they're putting out into the, adding to the industry, so to speak. There's some older cigars that I'd like to talk to, you know. There's H. Upman, Altadas cigars, you know.
Well, I know we tried talking to the Topper cigar rep. Topper Cigars is probably one of the older established cigar companies from America. There's some debate on who's older between them and J.C. Newman. But the thing with Topper is they also have machine-made cigars, whereas J.C. Newman does not. J.C. Newman is another booth I would like to visit tomorrow if we can. We will definitely be doing probably a three-part sidebar just to, you know, let our listeners know what's been going on. Other than that, was there anything you would say was like very impressive? Like, wow, okay. Other than the showgirls walking around, come on. Come on, there was a lot of that walking around.
Yeah, there was. As far as just anything that just blew me out of the water, I think the closest thing would be the Founders Cigars and their total rebrand and I don't want to say rebrand, but revamping of their marketing scheme and their bands and stuff like that. But I don't think that anything just blew me away. So there was one company that they said they were big overseas.
Yeah.
They're called Ferrera Cigars. They're starting to come into the United States. They had some very interesting takes on cigars, especially that Year of the Tiger.
Yeah, yes.
That one was very interesting to me. I don't know how it tastes because he said that it's not like a wrapper. They literally cut like parts of the Maduro leaf and then place it onto like the Connecticut leaf to make it look like a tiger stripe, which gives it a very visually appealing look. But I want to know how it smokes.
Right. Smoking is going to be all part of it. I kind of wish they gave us a sample, but I understand that they probably have a limited supply. They are definitely trying to break into the American market. But they had their blender there, which he was. I don't think English was his first language, not trying to be disrespectful. But it was a pleasure meeting him, and it was nice to see that the blender was actually there. So if we actually had questions or something about their blends, he would be the guy we would talk to.
Right.
But they had some very phenomenal cigars. They had one cigar, I think it was geared more towards the female. Their cigar box kind of looked like, actually it was a purse. And it was full of Lanceros. They were very beautiful cigars. I'm not going to lie about that.
No.
But I don't know if I would pick it up.
It's hard for me to sit there and say, you know, one, Lanceros don't always move that well in the market. And two, if I'm going to buy a box of Lanceros as a male consumer, is that something that I want to have sitting either in my store or even like on my counter or something? It's just this handbag looking box.
Right.
And I mean complete handbag where it looks, it has like the chain with the little handle and stuff. It looks straight up like a handbag.
100%. Now, if I was a power, or not even a power, if I was a female smoker and this is like my thing, I'm a girl and I smoke cigars, that it probably would be right up someone's alley. Like you're stepping out and you got a cigar clutch or something like that. I think that would be amazing. But it just didn't appeal to me. They had plenty of other cigars on their table that 100% did appeal.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure that's known. That's just something that stood out to me. Something else that I rather enjoyed was listening to the story of David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
When she was talking about the cigars for Big Poppy, he's actually involved with every aspect of the cigar.
Yeah.
And it's not approved until they get a big thumbs up ski
from him.
From Big Poppy. Yeah. She was sharing a story about she handed him like a little cigar.
Yeah, like a Robusto, and he just looked at it, really?
Like, is this what this was going on? So she said she apologized and then gave him one of his sluggers, which is what, a bigger ring gauge.
It was like a 6x62 or something like that. And she showed us a picture of him holding the cigar, and that thing looked like a Robusto or a Toro in anybody else's hands.
Yeah, it would look like I'm holding a normal cigar.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this man is monstrous.
But they were very happy to share the whole story and background of Big Poppy Cigars. So they also do Buffalo 10.
They do.
Was it Altaldas? I can't say the name. Fuck. I suck at saying names.
Altaldas?
It's Altaldas. Come on.
Altaldas?
Yes. You're the one that says the names. Come on. Why are you looking at me like that?
I like to see you struggle.
I'm telling you, we're about to fight in the streets. We can do that now. We're in person.
Oh, let's do it. Can't even reach this high.
I'll try my best.
Yeah, no, she was fun to talk to. I don't know. And maybe the wow factor is saving for PCA, you know? But nothing out there just, oh my gosh, that's so cool. We got to talk to the EP Carrillo rep.
Yes, he was amazing.
He was so awesome.
Very
knowledgeable. Pointed us, gave us new cigars to try.
Yes.
And said, and he told us all about them. And I said, hey, these are right up our alley. So we picked some up.
Yeah.
We're going to smoke them on air.
True.
And we'll let you guys know all about them. Look for that coming in a future episode. But I'm excited for that. And he did say that they're going to do another run of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Which made me so stinking happy, because now I'm gonna buy them with or without the wife's permission.
I'm texting her right now.
Do it. Because you saw the boxes that I sent you, the video of them hand painting the boxes, the hand numbering of the boxes.
That's just amazing.
And they were just gorgeous. I was like, I will buy a box. I don't even care right now. He said he still has a box.
Yeah.
And he's been offered like $1,000 for it. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh.
He didn't say he sold it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know who's selling that.
But that's amazing. He explained the whole line. I really appreciate him using his time with us like that.
Yeah, no, it was fun. That was during the little press hour before all the salespeople got in there and stuff.
Did you see how it flooded the floor when the salespeople opened the door? I was like, here they come.
It was like the floodgates just opened, and there were so many people, and I was like, well, now we're not going to get to talk to anybody. See, before we were walking around, I was like, oh, this is nice. Like, oh, this isn't too many people. Like, we can get it around.
Oh, yeah, no.
Da-da-da. And then, like, they opened the floodgates. I was like, oh, fuck.
That's the power of being press, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, we had a good time, though. It was definitely a fun time to talk to all these different refs and get to hear their stories and everything else.
All right. Well, Austin, my friend, before we go, how about this farm bills? You knew I was going to do that.
I hate you so much.
All right, 20 acres farm.
Yes. What about it? What are you asking?
I'm asking some flavor notes or something. What are you trying to get out of here?
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you're asking. If you're like already ending the show and saying it's the single box
worthy. I am going to end the show, but we need some kind of flavor notes so our listeners will be like, they smoked a cigar and they didn't even talk about it. The other podcasts do shit like that. They smoke a cigar and they don't talk about the cigar. We're going to talk about the cigar.
Yeah, barnyard and wood.
Barnyard and wood. I mean, I got notes of hay.
Yeah.
And the sweetness of the tobacco blending with that hay. Yeah. It's not a powerful smoke by all means.
No.
It's a mild, very slight medium, push to medium, but it's definitely a mild cigar. I found it the first time I smoked it, I found that it was a great smoke. I was like, Austin needs to try this.
Yeah. No, I'm thoroughly pleased with this cigar. When I say barnyard and wood, I mean all of the stuff that comes within a barn, you know, like you hay and the wood and the oak and all that stuff. Like it is a phenomenal, good flavored cigar so far. Burning real well. Construction's great. I'm thoroughly enjoying this cigar.
So I'll tell you what, when we go tomorrow, we'll find Maddie or we'll find Pedro and we'll let them know how much we like the cigar.
Yes.
We smoked on air. We'll tag them. We'll do whatever.
Yep.
But I think they'll enjoy it. So that leads to this question, which is what you was alluding to.
Oh, the single box worthy or five pack?
Ding, ding.
It's time to answer the question. Is the cigar box worthy, five pack, or just one or two?
Hey. I'm gonna get another puff so I have it fresh in my memory. I had to take a couple sips of beer, you know.
I thought it was like liquid Aloha or some shit. What you called it?
At this point in time, I'm gonna say five pack. It's almost too mild for me.
I can see that.
The flavor is good, but I'm not getting a whole lot of complexity to the smoke. I would happily keep these and go like first thing in the morning with my cup of coffee and, you know, sit down and enjoy the sunrise, whatever. This would be the one I reach for. Boom, got it. Do I want to fill my humidor up with these? Not necessarily. That's where I'm at. What about you?
Well, I agree with you. The best way I can describe it is if you was to eat a plate of meat and potatoes, this is more potatoes than meat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is a five-pack, all-day five-pack. I wouldn't want a box of these, but a five-pack anytime because it's a great in-between smoke to where, like, you're not too harsh, but you know you're smoking on a quality cigar.
Yeah.
It's not like one of these, I don't want to downplay any of them, but the bargain bins, like, you spend, like, $5 on a cigar.
You're
like,
right.
I'm just puffing on some smoke. No, not doing it.
You know what? I'll pick on another Drew Estate brand of factory smokes.
Ah, there you go.
You know what I mean? Like, the factory smokes come in bundles.
Yes.
Right? They're not sold in boxes because they're a cheaper cigar. They're still quality made. They're still great cigars. But it's something like, I just need something while I mow the lawn. Let me get something while I do something outside or whatever. You know, whatever the case, I've got to do chores. You're not missing out on a whole lot of flavor notes that you really got to focus in on. It's pure, just this is kind of what you get.
Yeah. All right. So there we go. Both five packs.
Yep.
Both drinking beer.
Yeah.
Both live in person.
Yeah.
And we're both going to the TP again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're both going to the after party tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good?
I'm down.
All right. Oh, man.
I had to take vacation to get here.
I had to take vacation to get here.
You live here, motherfucker.
Oh, sorry. Still took vacation, though.
I will say this is a lot warmer than my normal haunt.
Okay. True. True. We don't have snow.
I've sent you pictures while we've been smoking on air of like, look what I'm dealing with to smoke with you tonight, and it's been a freaking snowstorm.
You've been crying ever since.
Facts.
All right. Until next time, I'm Dice.
And I'm Austin.
All right.
And great leaders smoke great cigars. I had to get you done laughing so you wouldn't ruin the take.